Having reprimed his repeater and resideroomed his timespace, his revenances, with still a life or two to spare for the space of his occupancy of a world at a time, rose to his feet, and there, far from Tolkien, in a quiet English garden, commonplace, since known as Whittington Wild, his simple, intensive, querulant vocality, my dear brothers, my most dear brothers, as he, so is a supper, as is a sipper, spake of the one and told of the compassionate, called up before her the triad of precocious scaremakers, score-talking, speguloni help us, el malbelulo, mi credas que vi estas prava, Biedot la visago respondest fraulino. The now to usher mythical habiliments of our Farfar and Arthur of Ardoin. Television kills telephony and brothers broil. Our eyes demand their turn. Let them be seen. And wolf-bone balefires blaze the trail most, if only that merry nothing may burst her bibby bakshi. When they set fire, then she's got to glow, so we may stand some chances of warming to what every sore kabacha, tum or hum, would like to know. The first Humphrey's latitudinous baver with puggery behind, Calaboose belong, Big Boss belong to Kang the Toll, his four-in-hand bow, his elbow-room surtout, the refaced unmentionables of gingerine hue, the state slate umbrella, his gruff woolsily, with the findrin knopfs and the gauntlet upon the hand, which in an hour not for him, solely evil, had struck down the might he might have been destier, of whom his nation seemed almost already to be about to have need. Then stealing his thunder, but in the befitting legomena of the smaller country, probable words, possibly said, field family gleaming, a bit duskish and flavored with a smile, seen as how his thoughts consisted chiefly of the cheerio, he aptly sketches for our soon-to-be second parents, Sukin CYB, the touching scene. The solence of that stilling. Here one might a fin fell,